episode 1913, your breakthrough is coming.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week, so rise and shine. Let's get jumping. Let's get our blood pumping. Oh, yeah, because your breakthrough is coming. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. It is Mindset Monday. And so when you are in the eye of the storm, you know, a rainbow soon will appear. Don't give up when the struggles wear you down. Your breakthrough is coming. You know, life can beat you up, leaving you bruised and broken. It's in those moments, though, when all feels lost. And we sometimes hang out because that's where we know it. We get comfortable in that position. Impossible floods your veins as hope is drowned. Yet, even in the midst of a storm, in that eye of the storm, your breakthrough is coming. Now, let's be real about breakthroughs. You can't break through something without friction in some form or fashion. Something has to be in your way. No friction, no breakthrough. And what's interesting is that we actually have a longing to overcome built within us. It's written in our DNA. We want to break through. We want to get to the other side. Just think back to any trouble, trial, or tribulation that you faced, maybe that you're in right now. You eventually, or will eventually, come around to wanting something different, a breakthrough. You desire to overcome it. You're an overcomer. It's built in. And yeah, you may have these lulls, and we get them where we don't want to get out of bed, or we're just kind of too tired. We don't want to socialize. Now, though, because we can't socialize, we want to socialize. So maybe that's not a big problem right now. But think about it. Just think about something that you went through and remove yourself right now from the situation that you're in if you can. Take it back to something business related. Take it back to your dream, a goal you had, a health goal. Maybe it's something within your house. Maybe it's something to do with your marriage, your career. When you were going through something that wasn't good, made you uncomfortable, it doesn't mean that you were losing a battle. It was just that you were in a battle. There was something in you that said, I got to find a way out of this. It's built in. It's written in our DNA. And that is something to be celebrated. You are an overcomer. And it's in these moments where you realize that the pain you have been feeling can't compare to the joy that's coming. Don't let the season of uncertainty steal your joy. Don't let your hope fade because you feel inadequate. Let the old stuff fall to the wayside. An overcomer is in the making. Your breakthrough is coming. Just keep moving forward. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Just keep moving forward. You can't get simpler than that. Because the only other way of moving forward is what? Backward. And you don't want to go backward. Now, I know you may be rolling your eyes at me going, now, Christiane, look at our situation. Backwards might be a good idea. Maybe. But I also know that God has a plan for you, a plan to prosper you and not to harm you. Now, I get it. There's going to be pushback on that already, and my email is going to be lighting up. But He has the bigger plan. We don't always see how we fit into it. But God is there, I promise you. When you let the old normal stuff fall away, then you open up the door for the new normal. You allow what to happen? Transformation. I believe in the state that we're in right now, April 6th of 2020, it is creating a transformation within the world. It's a wake-up call. Your breakthrough is coming. So let's break it down. Just keep moving forward. What does it look like in real life? Number one, abandon what is not working. This includes the old normal stuff. You got to kind of get rid of it. You may have to trash a lot of it to figure out what works right now and in moving forward. Change requires you to be in transition in order for transformation to occur. A new normal is in the making. Just keep moving forward. Now, I know it sounds a lot easier, right? Than it is done. But you can do it. You've got to be willing to put the work in. Abandon what is not working. And if you're really like, I don't know what this looks like in real life, then write it down. Get out the old pen and paper. Get out a whiteboard if you have it. You've got a lot of time on your hands, so utilize it to your best of your ability. And write down, okay, in the situation that I'm looking at, and only look at one little part of a situation. If you've got 12 things happening in your life, I know with us having a big family, oh yeah, we've got about 12, 13, 14, 15 other projects happening. And there are times that I'm like, oh my gosh, I've just got to, whoa, break away. So what I do is I take one situation and I look at that situation. And I would look at it and say, okay, what is not working, and make a list. And then write down, oh wait, if this isn't working, then what might work? Now, I always pray, period. It doesn't matter if I'm writing something down. It doesn't matter if I'm going to sleep. I pray. I want God's guidance. But if that's not you, that's okay. Write down what isn't working and then make another column that says, okay, but this could work. Give yourself options. And guess what? You may actually find that you're doing way too much stuff, that less is more. And if you just take out all the stuff, that maybe you'll find out things will work out better. Abandon what is not working. Number two, be stronger than your strongest excuse. Don't let what you can't do get in the way of what you can do. I don't know how many excuses I hear when I talk to my clients, my friends, my family. And they're like, oh gosh, Christiane, if you only knew. And I'm like, yeah, tell me your story. And I really want to listen. But I've heard tons of stories. And they all add up to what? If you want to do something, well, you're going to have to change what you're currently doing in order to make a change. So you can be in transition for the transformation. So when we look at everything, and I'm being blunt with you here. I mean, come on, let's just let it all hang out. Anything that you say can be an excuse. I don't care if you're looking at your health and you're like, oh, Christiane, I really need to lose weight. Great. Give me your excuses as to what's getting in the way. Because ultimately, that's what it is. You use your children as an excuse. You use your job as an excuse. You use all of this. You just, come on. It's an excuse. You've got to be stronger than your strongest excuse. I did it. I used my children. I mean, I didn't like literally use them. But in my mind, that's what how I rationalized things. I was like, you know what? I'm a busy mom. I'm a busy mom of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's no way. I just don't have time for that. Well, you know, and looking back, I should have made time. But I let them, who they are, yes, very important. But I let them and my love for them get in the way. But ultimately, if I would have really thought it through, I could have served them even better if I was healthier. Because I would have felt better about myself. My attitude would have been different. There's lots of things. We could be here forever talking about it. Be stronger than your strongest excuse. If you want to change, I promise you, you can do it. Now, it's not going to be easy. The steps may be simple, but it's not going to be easy. The work has to be put in. The energy has to happen. I remember one gal, I was talking to, and we'll just use the whole example of health. And she came to me and she said, Christiane, I really need to lose a lot of weight. And I said, okay. And she told me what she wanted to lose. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's a lot of weight. It was way over 100 pounds. And she's like, I got to do this. And I'm like, all right. So we began talking things through. Well, come to find out, everything that she was doing was actually building a wall of excuses. And this wall had become so tall, so thick, that she literally did not have the strength and the endurance every day to push through. But then we began to find the weaker points. We all have a weak spot in our excuses. You find the weak spot and you start working from there. Be stronger than your strongest excuse. Find that weak spot because you got this. Your breakthrough is coming. So you've got to abandon what is not working. Be stronger than your strongest excuse. And number three, let courage command your everyday. No matter what you are facing, nothing is impossible. And when you're in the middle of that storm, it's going to seem absolutely impossible. And anybody who's been through life, period, has been through a storm. No, not everything will be exactly the same. But the feelings, the experience as to what they went through, yeah, it's still a storm. No matter what you are facing, nothing's impossible. You have the strength and the courage to get through anything. You can power through it. Now, of course, I've mentioned this before already. I believe God is with you through all the storms. And I 100% believe that you need to be praying. And there are some people right now in the situation that we're in, they're like, that's all I can do. Well, praise the Lord. He's got your attention. Pay attention to that. Pay attention to God. Pay attention to what is or isn't working. If you make that list of your excuses and you find a weak spot, maybe you'll find out that, oh my gosh, I'm way doing too much. No wonder I'm driving myself crazy. Maybe this time of being secluded and shut in with only a certain amount of people is actually going to give you the opportunity to find bigger doors of opportunity to change your life. What is it that you really want in your life? What is it that you're like, gosh, if I could just have a genie and I could just, you know, rub that little magic lamp and a genie would appear and I had three wishes, what would those three wishes be? And leave out the whole thing about the love and healing the world. Okay, I love all of that. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about you specifically. This is where, at this point in time, I want you to be selfish. 100%. I want you to look inwardly and say, what do I want? Where do I want to be? Don't look around to all the people that you have to serve in your life. I want you to look at only you, and then you can have a conversation with God. That's the only dialogue I want you to have. What is it? What would those three things be? Because when we begin to break down what we really want, and we're specific about it, and we begin to connect the head and the heart, your breakthrough is coming. Call on God. I really encourage you to do that. And if you're one who's saying, Christiane, I'm really not all into that faith stuff, but I might want to try it out lately with everything that's going on. You know what? He's there for you. You don't have to have anything magical to talk to God. I promise you, he's listening. You don't have to say a certain sentence a certain way. You don't have to end your sentences with, to God be the glory. It doesn't have to be any set pattern. All you have to do is cry out to him. I promise you, he's listening. He will ready your heart and your mind. He will give you strength when you are weak. He will comfort you when you hurt. He will love you when you're alone. Now, I know this is a little bit heavy on a Monday, but it is Mindset Monday. And it's really important for us to engage in our own life. We can't just live day to day with responsibilities. And you know what? This time in our life is an awakening. What does really matter to you? What is your essential in your life? Maybe you're realizing that you don't have to be the member or the president of 20 clubs and still be a mom to 3 children, still have a halfway decent marriage, and volunteer in the community plus the church. Maybe you don't need all that stuff to know that you are loved, to know that you matter right now, right where you are. So in this time, in this season of your life, I have a tough question I want to ask you. Now, I'm telling you, it's going to be tough, but I'm not going to beat around the bush. And it may be one of those gut punchers. So be ready. What needs to die in order for you to rise up? Now, maybe it's your attitude. Maybe there's something about an attitude, whether it's, you know, I don't know, maybe you're too optimistic. I don't know that that is a bad thing, but maybe for you it is. Maybe you're always looking at the dreaming side of life and you don't have a touch of reality. Maybe it needs to be a better blend. Maybe it's self-induced failure. Maybe you want to do something, but man, no matter what, you're always going to find something that you just can't live up to it. Self-induced failure. Maybe it's limiting beliefs. You don't even believe in yourself. Maybe it's rejection. No, no, and no has been heard way too often. Yet you're not willing to use it because you're in those 20 different clubs and trying to do everything for everybody but you. Maybe it's perfection or fear of the unknown or fear of success or fear of fill in the blank. What needs to die in order for you to rise up? Maybe it's your own expectations. Maybe it's the expectations that you think your husband has placed on you. Maybe it's the expectations that you think you have to fulfill because God has told you. Maybe this is something that you're like, I don't know. I just feel like if I don't do this, I'm going to be like this little thing. And I'm not going to matter to anyone. Maybe it's pessimistic views. Maybe it's the other, the reverse, where all you can see is negative, negative, negative. What needs to die in order for you to rise up? There's no better time than now to look at what you can do to change where you are headed. And believe it or not, even though you may feel like you are stuck physically right now, meaning that you are being confined to certain amount of spaces, and maybe you feel like that has changed your outlook for good or for bad, it's going to be different for everyone. But even in this situation, you still can keep moving forward. No, maybe you can't go to work. Maybe you are facing some financial struggles right now. I know. I get it. It's not easy. But you can continue to move forward. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's one step. And maybe your one step for today is wearing a smile all day. Finding something in your day to smile about. And you're like, that's so simple. Yeah, it is. So maybe you need to turn off the TV or don't listen to the radio. You don't need any more number counting updates. Yeah, maybe once every 2 or 3 days, okay, but do you need it every hour? Do you need your mind to go there? No. Smile. Be excited that you have more time with the children. Yeah, they might be driving you crazy, but it's only a season. And maybe in another 20 or 30 years, you'll look back and go, that was the most precious time I had with my babies. I wouldn't have wanted it that way, but because I got it, I'm grateful. It's hard to see the other side. However, if you keep moving forward, you will see the other side differently. Awaken your heart today. You have an opportunity to change your life for the better. I mean, think about what our new normal is going to look like. I have no idea. But imagine if that new normal in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, maybe 2 months, we have no idea. But what would that new normal look like? Do you need to look at it from 20 pounds less? Do you need to look at it that, wow, my husband and I are actually learning to communicate with each other? We don't bite each other's heads off because, whoa, we're beginning to listen more. I don't have to talk all the time. I can listen to his stories. And then guess what? In return, he listens to mine. What does it look like? I promise you, there is hope. Your breakthrough is coming. It's time to ready yourself. So ask yourself these tough questions. And if you have older children, and obviously you have got to look at it from a parenting perspective. These are very, very tough things to handle as younger children. But if you have middle schoolers who are mature, high schoolers and college kiddos and adult children, maybe during this time, everybody's come home and that's okay. And if not, maybe you're FaceTiming. Maybe you want to have some of these discussions in the right moments where it helps everybody understand. It stretches everybody. Our best learning is through our hardships. That's where we grow the most. I promise you that if you take one step at a time, later, it's going to lead you to miles of greatness. 20, 30 years later, looking back, you're going to be like, wow, things before that were so different. But then things after that, they blossomed. We sprung forward. We had an awakening because the breakthrough was coming. Go out today, impact the world that you touch. And yes, believe it or not, you're still touching people. You're just doing it in a different way. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.